This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. This week on AMI at the Movies with Ramya and myself hosting, we'd love you to sit back with us because we're taking off with Apollo 13, starring Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, and Bill Paxton. Man, what a cast. It follows the real-life events when an explosion on board threatens the astronauts' lives. So tune in to AMI at the Movies, Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV. Hosted by Ramya Muthan and yours truly, Kelly McDonald.
Well, Kels, we love to check in with our friends from AMI TV on Mondays, and they have lots of great updates for us. Today, we're checking in with Jillian Gillis in Halifax. She's our newest reporter for Nova Scotia. And Jillian, it's nice to catch up with you again. It's been a while since we last spoke. But first of all, I want to let people know we'll be talking about one of Nova Scotia's most prominent drag queens, Shayla Shenanigans. So put that right in there. But firstly, as an update, how are you? Jillian, last time we spoke to you, you were part of the apprenticeship program, and now you're Halifax's latest reporter.
Yes. Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again.
You too. How are things going with you and the new position?
Things are going great. I just love it so much. I didn't expect to be having this much fun. It's really true what they say. If you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's a cool, unique job.
Absolutely. It's always different. It's never boring. Like, there's always something new and exciting going on. And I just love to be able to help share these stories.
Any really neat thing that you like about it that, you know, when you took the job or even learning as an apprentice that you never thought, hey, each day this is cool about it or that's cool about it? It just gives you that nice feel because there's so many things in front of you that you can think, hey, we could do a story on this, a story on that. Is there anything that we as outsiders looking in wouldn't even realize is such a cool thing about the job?
I think what stood out to me the most was just like how cool it is to watch a story start to finish. So like you see it go from like a story and go through the interview process and then just to see it come out, and it's a really cool process.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
So I want to move on to, well, a piece where we can see the work out of that Halifax office, including yourself. Do you want to tell us about the drag performer, Shayla Shenanigans? Awesome name there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we profile Stephen Poole, and he is also known as Shayla Shenanigans in the drag community here. He's legally blind drag performer, and we talk about his background, his vision loss, how he likes to help the community, and of course, his love for drag. We also joined him for a day full of drag events during the Halifax Pride Festival back in the summer.
Oh, well, that sounds fun. Can you tell us more about what you guys were able to take in at the Pride Festival?
Absolutely. Yeah. So he had three different events in one day. So we had a drag queen story hour. So the kids would come in and he would read to the kids. And then an all ages drag show where people who wanted to give drag a try could come up on stage and try it out themselves. And then in the evening, there was an adult drag performance in the evening.
Awesome. You want to tell us a little bit more about Stephen?
Sure. So he's very well known in Halifax here and all over Nova Scotia. He just celebrated his 22nd year doing drag this summer, and he's built a very impressive resume, including hosting and performing over 1,000 shows. He raised money for local charities, families at Christmas he sponsors, delivers necessities during the pandemic to people who couldn't get out. And he actually has what in the drag community is referred to as drag kids. He's got 11 drag kids that he's mentored over the years.
Wow, I love the mentorship aspect. You mentioned, you know, the all ages drag opportunity and try things out kind of thing with the summer. I'm losing my words, but the summer festival and the Pride Festival, and that's kind of awesome that he takes this, you know, philanthropy work as well with the drag community.
For sure. And it really comes, it really shows through in the piece that we did on Stephen, where he thrives when he's talking about mentoring people in drag and just helping people to see what it can do for them.
Wow. That must've been really interesting when he talks and I don't know if you guys have any footage that we'll see in the piece of him actually doing any of the mentoring. So maybe you want to walk us through, because you said you guys spent that time, the day with him. What kinds of things are we going to see on the piece on ATW tonight?
So it's a combination between a conversation with him and I, and he talks about, you know, growing up in the foster care and mental health struggles that he's faced, but also we get to show off some of the stuff that he did on that day. So he was on stage, and there was a couple other drag performers that were there, his drag children, people that he's helped mentor. I'm not sure, I don't think you see it in today's segment, but there was a very talented 11-year-old that was brave enough to get up on stage and perform for us. And it was pretty awesome to see.
Fantastic. So did you know Stephen previously, or have you seen him perform before this?
So I didn't actually know Stephen before the summer, but I had seen him perform once before. It was actually kind of a funny story. I had been, this is pre-pandemic, and I had gone to a local club here and was watching him perform, and usually tip the performers. So I went up to the stage, next to the stage, to try to give pass the money, and somebody leaned over and said, "Oh, he can't see you, honey. He's blind." And I was like, "Oh, me too."
Nice.
So, yeah. So I heard about him, and then it didn't really cross my mind. But I've got lots of ties to the LGBTQ plus community, and I have many friends that are involved in the drag scene. And when I was an apprentice, I was talking about the job, and a friend of mine suggested that I interview Shayla. It's actually become like my favorite piece that I've done with AMI so far.
Wow. And you want to tell us why? I mean, you brought up a few things here, and especially the inspirational parts of it as a teacher, the philanthropy. But for you, with the pieces you've worked on so far since you've been with AMI in one capacity, another apprentice, and now job, what makes this a fave?
I just feel like Stephen had such a powerful story, and he's got a very very big presence that is, you can't help but smile when he talks. He's very much empowers and inspires others. And I just love being able to share that. The mental health factor and the fact that he grew up in foster care, I think some people can relate to that. And, he's got such a great presence. And I've watched a bit of RuPaul's Drag Race, and ever since I've watched that, I've been really interested in the art and illusion of drag, and it's really cool to see the whole transformation.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. And I think on a really, deeper level of understanding what drag may do for people, right? Like the benefits of being able to perform and being able to put on that role or the costume or, the energy or whatever it is, you're stepping into this to drag and feeling like you can kind of present yourself this way. And that's why I think it's great that he's doing it and getting younger people involved, or getting people involved from a young age to kind of embrace this. And that's really awesome that you got to spend time with him on that as well, like talking about it.
Yeah, it was super fun. And, you know, I had always wanted to try it. Like, I like to do my makeup, and, you know, even though I have limited sight, I still love to play with makeup and stuff. And so they did lend me one of their wigs to get up on stage.
So I saw that in the blog post. You teased us a bit about it with the wig. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Stephen agreed to let me call me up on stage, and I had asked him a couple of questions. We don't get to see that in the segment, unfortunately, but I created a drag name. Stephen helped me pick it out. So my name was See You Later. And
love it.
Yeah, it was so fun. I painted my lips painted my face, and I overdrew my lips so that they're very exaggerated, and had a big blonde wig, and helped Shayla close the show. He did the baby shark dance. So we get to see a few of us on stage.
That is amazing. Well, I'm super excited. Yeah. I'm super excited to see the episode. Tell us when we can check it out.
For sure. So it is on tonight. Tonight's episode of AMI This Week, Monday, October 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern. And also can be streamed afterwards on AMI TV app.
Lovely. Jillian, so nice to talk to you again. And thanks for bringing us the story as well. Really, really cool. We'll get to know you, more of you, of course, and Stephen tonight on AMI This Week.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for having me again. I really appreciate talking to you guys. And yeah.
Yeah, we'll chat soon.
Thanks.
We were speaking with Jillian Gillis, our newest reporter in AMI Halifax Bureau, and she interviewed Stephen Poole, a.k.a. Sheila Shenanigans, and tonight's episode of AMI This Week will feature that interview. I'm really excited. I love See You Later as her drag name as well.
Yeah, really great for her, too, the excitement and the fun she's having. And, you know, you want that. You want to be able to love your pieces that you're working on. So really good. Congratulations to Jillian out there in the Halifax team and off and running by the sounds of it. Youth Climate Action Day is a worldwide movement of young people who are concerned about climate change and global injustice. We'll learn more in the next hour. Why is it difficult for disabled prisoners to get access to their rights? We discuss with Danielle McLaughlin. But up next, community reporter Julia Bennett highlights the BC and Alberta guide dogs Arsu Pets Woof-a-thon virtual challenge. We'll learn about it after this break.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.